KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Mina Kim. Board of Supervisors President London Breed has taken the reins as acting mayor of San Francisco after the sudden death of Mayor Ed Lee this morning.
And I ask for your patience, and I ask for your support, and I ask for your prayers.
She's the city's first Black woman mayor and a native San Franciscan, raised by her grandmother in a public housing development in the Western Addition neighborhood. KQED's politics and government reporter Marisa Lagos has followed London Breed's career, particularly her first year as a supervisor. And Marisa, first, tell us a little more about her background.
You know, she's a very interesting woman. As you mentioned, she grew up in public housing. She grew up in the Western Addition in Fillmore, sort of in a time during and after redevelopment when a lot of that neighborhood was razed and a lot of Black families were pushed out of the city. She has a brother who was incarcerated, a sister who overdosed on drugs. I think she brought a perspective to City Hall that not a lot of people there really had. And I think she's always brought that and a lot of that passion that she has to her work.
She's been described as different in style from Ed Lee.
Yes. he is known as a very low-key person, likes to sort of get into things with a lot of jokes. Dad jokes is a thing I heard a lot of people saying today. She's more blunt and brash. She got in trouble for some comments on social media earlier in her tenure. She is not one to sort of shy away from a fight. But I think that they have similar backgrounds and that they were both raised in public housing by lower-income families and that they really understood some of the struggles of the low-income people that they're now serving.
What actions might she take then as acting mayor? What are you expecting?
I mean, I think for her at this point, a lot of this is going to be sort of to steady the ship and to make sure that the departments who have, you know, heads who have worked under Ed Lee for many years feel that they have the support of City Hall, that there is continuity there, and that, you know, a lot of the initiatives that the city is undertaking already around homelessness and housing, for example, continue. I think the bigger question is, you know, what happens more broadly? Does the Board of Supervisors, what actions do they take? And then who wants to run for mayor permanently?
Well, what are the supervisors' options? We have a special election scheduled for June 5th of next year to choose Lee's successor. What could happen between now and then?
So there's a few options. One is that the board does nothing when they return in January and that Lyndon Breed remains as acting mayor, but also maintains her post as the board president of the Board of Supervisors. The board could also choose a majority of the 11-member board to appoint her or somebody else as interim mayor. And that would mean she would have to step down as board president. You know, it could arguably give her a little bit more incumbency if she decides to run for the position finally in June. The other option is that they choose somebody else. But I think given that Ed Lee was appointed as an interim mayor, promised he wouldn't run and then ran anyway, it might be hard to find a majority of the board that feels comfortable picking anybody that they don't think would try to take that role permanently.
So is there any chance that they could choose another candidate?
I think that remains up in the air. I suppose there could be somebody outside of City Hall they look at. But we spoke to Christine Pelosi, who heads the Women's Caucus within the State Democratic Party today. And she said this about that consideration.
Given that the resistance is being fueled by Black women, it will be very, very difficult for the Board of Supervisor members to come explain to the women of San Francisco, particularly to the Black women and their allies, why it is that they want to take away the mayorship from a very strong, capable, talented Black woman, London Breed.
I would say at this point, my prediction would be that they might do nothing and just let her keep the job without actually having a fight over it. But, you know, I think that everyone's really truly in shock right now, and a lot could change in the coming month.
KQED's Marisa Lagos. Thanks, Marisa.
My pleasure, Mina.
I'm Mina Kim, KQED News.